This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Since the attacks of 9/11, Afghanistan has changed remarkably. But the median age there is now just 18 years old, and that means much of the country has no adult memories of the attacks or their aftermath. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports on what young people there think about why the U.S. Army came to Afghanistan and why they might soon be leaving.
Mujib Zozai is a typical, if a bit precocious, 13-year-old skinny Kabul schoolboy in his best blue shirt and Beatles haircut. He wants to be a pilot when he gets older, but his parents insist he should study to be a doctor, still the premier aspiration of any Afghan mom and dad. Though he's at the top of his class and quite inquisitive, he's got a very rough idea of what happened to change history 10 years ago.
In America, I think the one of the building was a crash, and in Afghanistan, the Taliban was and they governed in our country, and they lost the people of Afghanistan lost their everything, like their brother, sister, and their father, and anything, and they saw a lot of depredation in this 10 years ago.
Mujib doesn't know much about Osama bin Laden. He says the man may have once visited Afghanistan, but he was also in Iraq and Pakistan. Just for the record, there is no evidence that bin Laden ever visited Iraq.
Why did the Americans come to Afghanistan 10 years ago?
Because in Afghanistan 10 years ago was so bad period, and they want to help, and they helped with the Afghanistan people, and Afghanistan promoted day by day.
Just because they wanted to help?
Yes, and they want to reconstruct our buildings and ETC, and they want to promote our knowledge and ETC.
Mujib's English is a bit too fast, and he uses abbreviations.
AATC? What's ATC?
It means etc.
Oh, etc.
Mujib's teachers mostly seem to share his idea that the American arrival in Afghanistan was a good thing. Afghans employed as teachers might be expected to feel that way, since the number of schools and students has skyrocketed in the past 10 years. But that doesn't mean the students are learning much in school about those past 10 years. Syed Kumar has been teaching history for 35 years, but he says even the brand new textbooks this year don't say much about the past 2 decades. That may seem a large omission. The civil war of the 1990s, the rise and fall of the Taliban, 9/11, and the American invasion. But most of the key heroes or villains of that era are still alive, and many of them are in Parliament or the President's cabinet. Not all the people in positions of leadership agree about how the history will be taught. Take, for example, young Mujib's school principal. Since the Americans arrived here, we've seen more bad than good, says Jalib Mubin Zarifi. He wears a pakul, the wool pancake hat favored in the North. Zarifi was a member of the Northern Alliance, which worked with U.S. support to overthrow the Taliban. But his ideology, he freely admits, is almost identical to the Taliban's.
Whether it's Karzai or the Taliban back or any other regime, it will not change what we teach, which is Hadith, the Quran, and Islamic principles.
Zarifi thinks the Taliban were racist, discriminating against Tajiks like him, but otherwise he has no quarrel with them. He says democracy is un-Islamic. He supports a death penalty for blasphemy or anyone who converts from Islam. And he believes immoral behavior by women causes cancer and AIDS.
The laws that they implemented, a good example is, for instance, about women. They asked women all to wear hijab, and that's a good thing. And we know now that the women are not wearing hijab, and look what's happening. There's cancer and AIDS everywhere in Afghanistan.
On the other side of town, teenage girls are starting an after-school English class in Makrayan neighborhood, which is modern for Kabul, and that means ultra-modern for Afghanistan. 18-year-old Ghazlan is the most outspoken of the class of 12 students. The other girls have scarves covering their hair, but Ghazlan is wearing a full chador, a long black garment like a nun's habit, leaving only her face visible.
I just know that the Taliban hit the women and beat them a lot.
So do you have any memory from when the Americans came? You were 8 years old.
I don't have any memories, but I know that freedom come in our country, that women are free to go everywhere.
But Ghazlan doesn't connect the American arrival with greater freedom for women. She thinks America came here with its own agenda, though she has a vague idea about the attacks in New York and Washington.
Do you know anything about September 11th, 2001? Does that mean anything to you?
I just see the tower at TV that the Taliban broke them through the helicopter, and I feel bad for them.
She's heard only the recent news about Osama bin Laden.
Fly from Jalalabad to Pakistan, they catch bin Laden. That's why they come and their dreams come true, and now their works are finished. That's why they are going back. I think they are very selfish.
But most of the class seems to agree that the Americans have helped Afghanistan, though there's a lingering perception that the USA is an enemy of Muslims.
Samira, and I'm 16 years old. I read about September 11, but Osama bin Laden killed some people in America. But I have question with American government, why they killed some people in Iraq, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and some other Islamic country. They killed a lot of people, a lot of Muslims in some countries.
Samira breaks into Dari. She's from Ghazni province, and she says she's not sure the Americans are helping there. Violence seems to have increased since they came, with no end in sight. In the boys' class next door, 10-year-old Karhan Sarosh has heard little about events the year he was born.
Do you know anything about September 11th, 2001?
No, I don't know, teacher. I think there was an explode by airplanes in America.
Does that have something to do with Afghanistan?
I don't know, teacher.
He's got clearer ideas about what might happen if the Americans leave.
We are safe now because of American forces. They spent a lot of money to improve our security. It's a shame if they leave here. I think the Taliban came back when the American forces go to their country.
Are you afraid of that?
Yes.
What do you think would happen?
All of people of Afghanistan will killed. I don't like war too much.
Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.